Everyone loves to receive gifts. And this season, God has several just for you. Today on Daily in the Word, Dr. Paul Chappell helps us discover God's gracious gifts.
My friend, the Bible says there is one God and one mediator between God and man, and it is the man Christ Jesus. So while we lift Mary up as highly favored among women, it is not the will of God that we would pray to or through Mary. We pray to God through His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ.
For Christians, Christmas is more than a time of festive celebration. It's a time of reverence and wonder for the God who sent His Son to connect with the human race. The real gift of Christmas is Jesus. Welcome to Daily in the Word. This program features the teaching and preaching of Dr. Paul Chappell, pastor of Lancaster Baptist Church and president of West Coast Baptist College in Lancaster, California. In our series, God's Gracious Gifts, Pastor Chappell will take us back to the place where Christ was born and remind us of why He came and what His birth means for us today. And now, here's Pastor Paul Chappell with part one of a message called A Miraculous Gift.
I want you to see the story with me as we come to Luke's Gospel and begin our Christmas season. I want you to notice, first of all, a startling appearance that takes place. The Bible tells us in verse 26, in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth. Here we see this startling appearance. It takes place in a small farming community not far from the Sea of Galilee. Not a lot took place there. And we see in the Word of God, it happened at an appointed time. The Bible says in verse 26 that it was the sixth month, I believe referring to the sixth month here of the time since Elizabeth had become pregnant, the mother of John the Baptist. And the Bible records for us that this event, this announcement made to Mary took place according to God's timetable. Now, one of the great lessons we learn in the Christmas story is that God is a God who works according to His sovereign timetable. I will confess to you, I do not always understand God's timetable. I do not always understand God's plan, but I rest in the fact that God does have a plan for our lives. The Bible says in Galatians chapter 4 and verse 4 concerning the coming of Jesus, but when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law. In other words, my friend, this announcement was on God's calendar from eternity past. And the coming of His Son to Bethlehem's manger was on God's calendar from eternity past. We serve a God of order and a God who gives us life according to His appointed time. But not only was this according to an appointed time, I see in the scripture that there is an angelic messenger. This announcement was made, according to verse 26, by an angel named Gabriel. Gabriel, here we see that Gabriel.